HKX, mobile. 3-0-TR, sitting at home where it's 96 degrees and feels like 102. The air you can wear.
That's for sure. I'm not too far from you over here on 290.
Well, we did go out to Ingalls a while ago. I'm just sitting here watching the weather. And that's about it. And it doesn't look like much change coming down the line. It's just the air quality for us old timers just to suck it in is just absolutely horrible out there this afternoon.
It is pretty bad. Even for us middle-aged, I guess, is what I am now.
TR with KO4HKX. Yeah, that's the truth. And don't you just miss being out there working on a nice block on a nice hot diesel truck today?
I want to say no, but I will say I've never had to do it in the heat down here, so I can't say down here.
Well, you're over on 290. We was going to go to the Little Rebel, but then Bernice bought some frozen goods over there at Ingalls today, some shrimp and, oh, some oxtails. God, that just burns me that they get $12 a pound for oxtails now. Heck, the shrimp was cheaper than that. They got it on sale. And how much was that for? $6.98, and you get a package of about 50 shrimp. And what, Bernice? Frozen ones. But the ones you get out of the meat case, the lady there once told us that you should not freeze those again. So if you buy them, you need to cook them right away rather than freeze them. We didn't know that. She said, yeah, they've been quick frozen when they were caught. But these that are frozen in this bag are just excellent. I can't say enough about them. And they're deveined and what else? I don't know. But they're all you got to do is bread them and throw them in the skillet.
Got that, don't they? Which is a good thing.
Well, I don't like messing with having to, you know, all the rest of that stuff, so for $6.98 for about 50 shrimp. Let's see, you get that at a restaurant, though.
You might get 6 shrimp for that.
Pretty close. I noticed that they brought that deal back up at the Red Lobster, which we haven't ate there in years. We don't go out very much. But all you can eat for a certain price. They dropped that at some of their places just before they shut a bunch of them down. But you know, when it comes to us older folks, we can't eat that many, so that's not such a great attraction, I'll tell you for sure. Well, we watered the grass today, and Bernice just we got one of those sprinkler hoses, and a soaker hose, and it's out there in the garden, but it comes out of it real slowly. And so I got to go down and shut that off pretty quick.
We'll leave it running. Not a good time to be using any water you really don't have to. As dry as it's been, but you got to try to keep your grass going and your trees and stuff you've invested all that time and effort into. But don't spend too much time out there.
We don't water except in about 2 months out of the year. We don't have a sprinkler system. I called one time and asked last year about that. It was like $5,000, and then the Blue Ridge Water Company does not like you to have sprinklers, and it was quite expensive. And I said, no, that's out of my pay grade just to water the lawn. So I go out and set those tripods up, you know, and let it go for an hour, hour and a half. I just want to keep it alive until it gets over this hot spell.
Unless they've changed it today, they're calling for chances of rain for the rest of the week starting tomorrow, so. But it's not supposed to cool off any, so. It rains and then clears up, and if this hot outside, it's going to be miserable.
Yeah, that's Shelly, our daughter up in Michigan. We talked to her this morning. She said that's the way it is up there today. It rained just enough to where you're wearing it, you know. And they've been up in Seattle. I'm just glad they got back in one piece from what I've seen happening in Seattle at times. But they went over to Vancouver, British Columbia, and that. Stayed up there about 10 days, and it was no higher than in the 70s. So they really hit it lucky, because it rains up there a whole lot.
It rains up around the house quite a bit. We've had rain since this dry spell started down here, so really can't complain too much up there. It's hot like this, it's normal to have an afternoon thunderstorm. Put the water in it, soaked up back down on the ground.
I was lazy and didn't get around soon enough this morning, but you can do that when you're retired like us. Yeah, but the ground's crusty, and I noticed the raspberries weren't bearing like they should be now, and I think it's, don't you, Mom?
I'm
Bernice, I hope you're keeping Tom straight. I have to bring you some extra broom handles.
Impossible, but I try.
She's making some butter beans, and we just get the bushes best large butter beans, and then she's making a little cornbread, I assume. And so that's what we're going to have for supper here tonight. You headed home?
I couldn't get into my last stop. The drive, the parking lot was blocked up. People don't know how to park. So, oh well. Catch them next time around.
When you got a larger truck like that. Oh, well, I think Shane's got the right idea. He drives at night. And, I was talking to one of the Amazon delivery guys today, and I know him pretty well. Really nice fella. And, it was another one. We had two different deliveries. It was Prime, I think. And this young man, I said, is it hot enough for you? And he said, it's not too bad. And I said, look at that thermometer there on the wall there on the fireplace out there in the carport. And he says, well, it's almost 100 degrees. I said, do you care to rephrase that, rephrase that statement?
Well, my problem is the in and out, I never get used to either one. It tends to get a little exhausting toward the end of the day.
Use your AC?
I see going in the truck, but the getting in and out of it, it just gets a little exhausting by the end of the day because you don't get used to either one, the heat or the cold.
He told me something I didn't know. He said, this is the very first day, Tom, that they allow us to leave the truck or the vans running while they walk up to the door and deliver the package. Man, I think that's slave driving not to let them do that. But he said they're doing it now.
You got to think of all the fuel they on the vehicles. You figure out what it is for one and then multiply it by, 10,000 for whatever size fleet they got. It don't take much to add up to quite a bit of money.
It's hot. That's a little ridiculous. And my thoughts are starters have a duty cycle. If you're going down the street and making a lot of deliveries and turning it off and on, I wouldn't think that'd be good, but maybe it's okay now with these new, smaller starters using the big magnets in them.
and you got to look at it, it's cheaper to put a starter on than it is major engine repairs, because now the oil's so thin, you can't let cars idle. It causes all kinds of problems, especially diesels. This truck I'm driving, I pull up, I cut it off. The generator does all the heavy lifting during the day.
This is Gerald TR. Does the generator run all the time that you're driving, or does it just come on when you stop?
Morning, I cut it off in the evening. It runs the ACs in the box and all that stuff back there, so it stays on all day, but the truck only runs between stops.
Well, I told the daughter yesterday, finally, what you told me about the turbos to leave the car run about 30 seconds after you pull in before you cut it off. Well, here's the Kavita, or whatever they call it, to that. We was over at the lake house, and she says, Dad, as soon as I turn into that driveway, she says, you don't even know it with that new Kia, that Santa Fe. She said, it's seamless. And she says, immediately when I turn into that driveway, it goes to electric. And Scotty, he's got a master's in mechanical engineering, and he concurred with that and said, yeah, it's on electric just in, oh, their driveway's about the size of our driveway, Patrick. And he says it goes to electric before you ever stop.
Why are you touching me?
It sounds like Walt's got his microphone keyed in the background at the same time that fire department's coming on our frequency.
Yes. He's been there with the dark
cuddling. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Once they opened up, they can come on in. But can't figure out why they're that close to this frequency.
They should not be. And I thought Dave was going to take care of that. Dave Watson, he knew about it. I think he knew who it was, because there was some gentleman come on here one day and knew exactly what he was talking about and named that exact department. But Walt being on there, I don't have Walt's phone number, so I can't contact him to tell him. He may be sitting on his mic or something. Lately, he sounded like he was mobile quite a lot. You warned him about that the other night, you know, the static along with his signal compared to what he used to have. But he still sounded like that several nits in a row. And therefore, I think he's at home, but something's happened to his transmitter or the antenna or something there. Patrick. Well, I'll go ahead and let you go, and then that way we don't have to talk over the top of it. I'm glad you're headed home. Have a safe day, and we'll see you down the line. KO4XHKX0GR 73, Patrick.
The water, you should remember, Zoe needs water. Boss came and got on to me today, running too many numbers. Well, if you get some, you need to share it so somebody else can get numbers. I said, I tell you what, I said, if they somebody pissy, I ain't giving them shit. If they pissy to me, I ain't giving them shit. I'm going to run my damn numbers. I get paid to run numbers. I'm running numbers. Well, I said, me and Jesse, we share. If I'm on the C line, I share. I said, but if somebody's PC, I ain't give them shit. with you guys there. I mean, we had numbers and nobody even works with us. You talk about shares. What about a 9-year-old home alone?
I have
There ain't no state law in South Carolina about how old they can be when they stay alone.
Oh, wow. Oh, they're in Washington.
There ain't no law,
though.
Well, that's totally different. That's child neglect. Yeah, they said there's no age limit. They go upon each circumstance. If the kid acts old enough or if they're stupid, they go by however, how grown up in the mind the child is. It's hard to explain.
So in Washington, it's 12. If you get caught, you go to death. Child is dangerous.
Repeater, time out, exit.